Amen. Amazing Grace has some powerful words. Wouldn't it be good to just have such a move of God that the words of Amazing Grace wouldn't describe what God's done in your life? And you just have to write a new song. Hallelujah. That's what it's going to be in heaven. We're not going to be able to flip out through the old Redback hymnal and find a song that meets what we're looking at, what we're feeling. And so we're going to have to sing a brand new song that's never been heard before. Because nothing else that we've been through before compares to what we're in right now. Hey, it's a new song. Listen, God, people have been singing new songs all throughout the generations. David wrote new songs because what he had experienced in God, nobody else had a song that could compare to what was going on in his life. That's wonderful. Amen. Amen. Appreciate the Lord tonight. God is good to us. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. I'm glad to be in the house of God tonight. We appreciate your giving. Amen. I tell this story. My wife gets on to me, but the last time, the first time that ever happened that a pastor felt led to give our children an offering, we were over in Mississippi at a Brother Kevin Luker's in Mississippi. And we were there, and about 20, 25 people were there that night in a little church way down about a mile or 2 miles down a dirt road. And we were way back there in Mississippi, and we were there, never been to Mississippi before, first revival would ever preach there. And the pastor felt led to do that. And you know, by the time they got it all done, through that week, we had come there, we had $50 when we come to Mississippi. And we had went through all the children's clothes. All the children's clothes were too small except for just a little bit in each closet. Neither one of them had a jacket, and it was cold. We had to take that last $50 and go buy them a jacket. And so we were staying there, and we'd have no money. If they didn't give us an offering, we would have to call Mama like Brother, amen, Brother said last night or the night before. And they put those plates in those hands like they did tonight. My wife, you know, we took it. She said, thank you. And we all went over to the brother's house after service. And the pastor asked if she had counted. She said, no, she hadn't counted. He said, go count that money. So she went, and she come back, tears rolling down her eyes, $2,380. That's right. Amen. About 20 people there that night, older people, retired people. $2,380. Amen. But we're not comparing that tonight to that. We're so thankful for what you've done here tonight. Amen. We're not getting rich preaching this gospel. I was pastoring a church, pioneering a church. I was preaching. I was working a job, working. I was only getting about 30-something hours a week doing AC work. And we was having a banquet at our church somebody had put on. And I stood there and was shaking people's hands as they come in. And a man come up to me and said, he was serious. He'd never been to the church, never met me. First thing he said to me, he said, I see you trying to get rich preaching the gospel. He was dead serious. You know what I did, don't you? I got mad. That's right. I got mad about it. I looked at him. I said, sir, the suit I've got on was bought for me, and it hadn't been dry cleaned in 2 years. I said, you see that 92 Honda Civic out there? And the mileage went out a long time ago, so there ain't no telling how many miles on it. Amen. You have to hold the antenna up just to get a radio station on the radio. I said, does it look like I'm trying to get rich preaching the gospel? Huh? Amen. You know, sometimes the people of God just need to get mad about some things. And I don't think it's a sin to get mad. I'm telling you tonight, if some folks in this house got mad about some things, we would have a move of God here tonight. If you got tired and mad enough about what was going on in your life and how the devil was running you down, running your children down, you would have come out, tore out of your pew, amen, come down to this altar and got a hold of God. I believe tonight the only solution for some of our trouble is for us to get sick and tired of being where we've could be in. The only solution there is for some of the people of God just to get mad at what the devil is doing. I don't know tonight, but I just feel like that if we could just get angry in our spirits. Now, the Bible said, be angry and sin not. That's right. Jesus looked around at the hypocrites in anger. Amen. I wonder what would happen if some folks tonight got mad about some situation. Get tired of the devil taking their lunch money, taking their lunch every day. That's right. That little boy come to the bus stop. Every day he come to that bus stop and that bully beat him up, take his lunch. Every day. Every day he knew that bully was going to beat him up and take his lunch. Till one day he come walking up to the bus stop and he said, "Oh, Mr. Bully, I got chocolate pudding in my lunchbox today." He said, "Oh, Mr. Bully, I got chocolate chip cookies in my lunchbox today." Old dumb bully should have known when somebody gets to bragging like that, something's up. You know what happened? That little boy got mad about it, got him a pocket full of rocks. That's what he did. And that bully come after his lunch that day. He pulled out one of those rocks, amen, threw it upside his big head. That bully didn't take his lunch no more. You know what happened when some of you get mad about what's going on in the house of God? And my God, we talk about it. We joke about how the church ain't what it used to be and blah, blah, blah. Amen. What if you just get mad about it? Some of you are looking at it. Amen. What if you just get mad about it? I'm sick and tired of the devil having his grip. I got on my family, on my finances, on my life. I got to get mad about it tonight. I said, you need to get mad about it. Yeah, I get mad about something. I get sick and tired of what the devil's doing in the midst of the people of God. When I know that God has given His people the victory. That's right. Amen. I get sick and tired. I'm telling you, yesterday, I fell down on my knees in that parsonage over there. I buried my face in that mattress. And I said, "God, I'm tired of everything that's less than You." Come on now. I don't know where this service is going, but I'm telling you what I feel right now. That when people get mad about what's going on, I know you're looking at me and say, "Brother Scott, we shouldn't get angry." The devil, my God, the Lord never told you not to get angry. He never told you not to. He said, when you get mad, don't sin. But get mad about some stuff. Get upset about some stuff. I got to get mad what the devil's done in your life. I'm tired of playing patty cake with the devil. Huh? I said, I'm tired of treating him like he deserves to do what he does to me. Huh? I'm tired of walking in churches knowing that God can move by the power of His Spirit. My God, and we sit here on our pews and we wonder what to do next when the people of God know what they need to do next. I know that we're tired in our bodies and we get weary, but when you get mad about it, I'm telling you, I've gotten mad in the middle of the night, got up out of the bed when I was, amen, PJs and all, amen, and got mad about some stuff. Now, amen, I know you're looking at me and say, "Brother Scott, you got a raging spirit." No, when I get tired of something, I'm sick and tired of it. And the reason why some of you are still in the shape you're in is because you just ain't got tired of it yet. That's right. I say you might just get like David, get tired of seeing Goliath. I got to take advantage of the people of God, pick up a rock out of a stone. I got out of a brook somewhere and throw it at his big head, and he'll have to fall down at your feet, and he ain't going to leave it at that. No, he's going to pick up his sword. He's going to cut his head off because he's not more. He don't want to just give the devil a black eye. He wants you to destroy every work that the devil has. Amen. When we get decided, hey, amen, I want more than just relief from the battle. I want this battle to be over. Hallelujah. I said, I want more. I got them to just knock the devil out. I want to kill that devil. Amen. I want to do more and feel a little bit of relief. I want to leave here with total victory. Somebody needs to get mad about it. I said, somebody needs to get mad about it. Woo! I got saints of God. The Holy Ghost. I got walking around here like God ain't gave you no power. God ain't gave you no authority. What happens when somebody that's got the anointing gets mad at the devil? I'll tell you what happens. They'll bring out the swords. They'll bring out the spears. I got to get lost in the Holy Ghost.
God. I'm tired of seeing what I've been seeing. I'm tired of feeling what I've been feeling. I'm tired of hearing what I've been hearing. I'm mad about it. I said, I'm mad about it. Hey. I'm tired of laying all my hands on the sick and them not recovering. Woo! I'm tired of laying hands on those that need the Holy Ghost and them not getting full of the Holy Ghost. I'm tired of walking in church having to struggle and push and pry for a move of God. When God put a move of God inside of me, I'm mad about it. You're looking at a mad preacher. I said you're looking at a mad preacher. I'm sick and tired of it. God gave me more than that. God gave me more than that. I'm tired of walking, looking at young people walking up and down this street, seem to be unaffected. I got by the move of God we feel inside. You're right, I'm mad. You're right, I'm mad about it. I believe God will give us a move of God. We get mad about it. Hey. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Sick and tired of our young people being beat down by hell. Sick and tired of our older people being beat down by hell. Sick and tired of knowing that there ain't nothing keeping us from an outbreak of the anointing. I got but us. I said the only thing keeping us is us. And I'm mad about it. It makes me mad enough to fast. It makes me mad enough to pray. It makes me mad enough to roll in the floor. Them old Wesleyan Methodist boys, they wanted it so bad. They lay in the floor and roll back and forth. I've seen people that got so tired of no motion in the house of God that they just stepped down and done something out of the ordinary. Brother Freddie Bates is one that'll do it. He gets so sick and tired of a dead service, he'll be up on the front jumping. God, listen to me. And then when you get tired, of living in that atmosphere, and you get tired of going home to your devil, and you get tired of going home to that battle, you'll say, hey, not another night, not another day, not another service. Devil, you done messed up. I'm mad about it. I said, I'm mad about it. Hey! God gave me the victory. And devil, you better watch your back. Because when I get ready to move, heaven's moving with me. When I get ready to move, the angels are moving with me. Devil, you better watch your back. I'm mad about it. I said I'm mad about it. I'm sick and tired. I thought of everything going on. Knowing the devil ain't got no control over nothing at all. He don't belong to him. You don't belong to him. His family doesn't belong. Your family don't belong to him. Your church don't belong to him. And so why does it seem like that he's in control? I'll tell you why. Because you ain't got mad about it. I said because you haven't been mad about it. Hallelujah. I got walk in this church. Say, devil, I got chocolate chip cookies in my lunchbox tonight. Woo! Devil, I got chocolate pudding in my lunch. The devil ought to know that when the children of God get to boasting in their God, he ought to know something's going on. He ought to know that my God, what did God say do? He said, submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Our God, that means you're walking out on the playground. I dare you to cross the line. I dare you to cross the line. Somebody needs to draw the line in the dirt and say, devil, I dare you to cross the line. Draw that line. You remember in kindergarten? draw that line, cross that line. Cross that line and it's on. Woo! Devil done crossed your line and we've scurried in a corner. Why is this happening to us? I'll tell you why it's happening to us. I got, cause we ain't got mad about it yet. Hey, I said we ain't got mad about it yet. But when you get mad about it, amen, a move of God, God backs his people up. I got that servant of the man of God ran out to the window one morning and Syrians were as far as he could see. Nothing but Syrian army. And he was after one man. Huh? He wanted Elijah. You know why? Because he was telling the king's secret that he told in his bedchamber. What did that man of God do? He found him a back closet and closed himself in and hoped they couldn't find him. No, he said, Lord, show this boy what I'm looking at. Hallelujah. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. What happened? Amen. The enemy couldn't see it. But upon that mountain all the way around were horses and chariots of fire. All I gotta say is, devil, you better watch your back. Hallelujah. Devil, my God. Devil, you better watch your back. My God, children of Israel marching out against Ai. That's right. Amen. What happens? Amen. That young man grabs that grudge of gold and that Babylonian garment, hides it in his tent. My God, they go out against Ai and they lose the battle. They go back and pray. Call unto God. Finally, they get down and they go tribe by tribe. Give God glory. Give God glory. My God, they come to that young man and that young man admits, my God, of having the sin in his life. And so now, amen, God already said they could have Ai, but it's sin that kept them from the full victory. Amen. And so they go back out against Ai. If this is the job they do, they go out there and as they're approaching the city, my God, Ai begins to come out. You know what they're saying? Oh, this is an easy victory. Oh, we got them with this last time. You know, the devil comes and he sees you. He says, oh, this is going to be an easy service. I'll just get them with what I got them with last time. Yeah, and Ai starts running out. And you know what he does? You know what Joshua does? Joshua turns and acts like he's going to run. And so they're acting like they're running and Ai's chasing them. All of a sudden, Joshua gets tired of running. He turns around and he takes his spear and he points it at the city. And what they don't realize is that there were ambushments laying in wait. And while Ai come out to get what the devil thought was an easy victory, my God, they done set their house on fire. They done set their city on fire. Why? Because a man named Joshua put his spear on what he wanted. I said, put his spear on where he needed victory. He put his spear, my God, on where he wanted God to move. I got, all I gotta do is say, devil, you better watch your back. Some folks here tonight, mad about the trouble, and we're putting our finger on it, and we're saying we want victory right there. I need the battle won right there. I need you to move right there. I'm mad about it. I said I'm mad about it. I said I'm mad about it. Oh yes, I'm mad about it. I'm mad. My wife's got an aunt named Tracy. Amen, Tracy. Amen. I'm not dead. I just went powered up. Hallelujah. Amen. Tracy has epilepsy and her mind's bad. And she's grown up in church all her life. And through the medications, it's just twisted her mind. But you know, Tracy knows one thing. Amen. She knows one thing. Tracy come in the back of the church, she'll be shouting. She'll be shouting down the aisle. She'll shout all the way into her pew. Amen. You know what? Somebody will look at somebody else and say, they'll say, who made Tracy mad today? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, we don't do like that. When we get in the battle, we stick our lip out. We wonder how we're going to make it. And if we do go to church, amen, we're not getting in very much. But there's some of us that are mad about what's going on, that are mad about what everybody's saying about the house of God. I don't know about you, but I'm mad about what they're saying about Grace Street. I'm mad about what they're saying about the Pentecostal movement. I'm mad about what they're saying about holiness. I'm mad about what they're saying we're doing in here. I want them to come in and see a bunch of folks that said, hey, I'm mad enough to roll in the floor. I'm mad enough to run around the church. I'm mad enough to jump up and down. I'm mad about it. Is anybody mad about it? As a sister in my home church I come out of in Moultrie, Georgia. Amen. Her name is Doris Carl. She has, three boys, and a girl, I think. Amen. They're all grown up. She's an older woman. She got mad. They would be in and out, church, in and out, in and out. She said, I'm going to go on a fast. She said, I'm not going to put one sweet thing in my mouth until all of my children are saved. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I watched as the years went by. She didn't drink sweet tea. She didn't eat cupcakes. You say, well, that ain't nothing. Yeah, right. Hallelujah. Amen. Old woman. Amen. She wouldn't eat no sweets. She was mad about it. I said she was mad about it. But I was there on homecoming when that last daughter prayed through. And I watched her as she got that big old piece of coconut cake. Hey! And she ate that cake right by herself. Amen. Because God rewarded her. Because she got mad about what was going on. The reason God ain't moved in your circumstance is because you ain't desperate yet. The reason why God ain't gave you the victory yet is because you ain't got upset about it yet. But when you get mad about what's going on, you'll say, I'll do what it takes to have a move of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm mad about it tonight. I'm mad about it. There shouldn't be one person sick, leave this place sick. There shouldn't be one person empty, not leave this place full. There shouldn't be one person oppressed, leave this place oppressed. Amen. And if you do, there's going to be a mad preacher walking around on a Wednesday. Matter of fact, I feel like last night, not everybody got in that could have got in. And I'm mad today because I know God, he looked at that woman. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it was and asked of you, you would ask of me and I would give you living water. I'm mad about it. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm mad about it. The ministry's degenerated into nothing less than a puny profession in the eyes of the people. Shine. Amen. The people of God are degenerated till now. Don't fall out with me here, but we're on the same line as the Baptists and the Catholics and the Methodists and the Episcopal. My God. I'm tired of looking at list of Christian churches and the Catholic churches listed in the list of Christian churches. I'm tired, amen, that I would be at the car auctions with my father and that Muslim will roll out his rug and pray three times a day and we can't get people to come to church on Sunday morning. I'm mad about it. I'm mad to know, my God, that there are elders in this house, and I'm not rebuking an elder, my God, but knows everything it took then and they know everything it takes now. I want to tell us elders, I want to encourage you, if you can't do it yourself, tell me how to do it. Show me how to do it. I got, because you see, I'm mad that in 2011, the day of Pentecost happened over 3,000 years ago, and we should be stronger now than we've ever been before, but we're not. This is not that. I got, but oh, I got it. This up to this mad preacher. I got, before this year's over, revival's gonna break out somewhere. Amen. Because I'm mad about it. My God, when you get mad about it, you'll get to slinging stuff, kicking stuff, telling people where they need to go and what they need to do. That's right. Telling devils where they need to go and what they need to do. My God, you gotta get mad about it. Paul was walking through the city of Antioch. And he seen the city wholly given to idolatry. King James Version, he says he got stirred in his spirit. Some of the older versions say he got mad about it. He walked up those 130-something steps to Mars Hill. Those men that were there, all they wanted to hear was something new or to tell something new. He said, I've seen your altar to the unknown God. And I'm mad about it. Is that not where America is now? Let's put on the altar, let's put Buddha over here, Muslim. Let's put Muhammad and Jesus and we'll put the Pope over here. And we'll have a general altar. It's not a general altar. There's only one name given among men whereby we must be saved. It don't make you mad when you hear that stuff. It don't make you mad when you hear somebody talking about the pastor, knowing that pastor's preaching his guts out. Come on, living a holy and dedicated life. Come on. He could, my God, so many people out there being deceived by men, draining their money, widows giving their whole checks over every month. My God, that's right. And they want to send you a statue or ornament in the mail for it. My God, you'll never hear from them. My God, they'll write you a letter and say they handwritten it and it ain't been handwritten by nobody. My God, and you look at a man of God. My God, that could have took your money, but no, he's working a job. You could have looked at a man of God and said, hey man, and could have lived in a lascivious life, but no, man, they're doing the best they can with what they got. My God, oh God, and you want to say something about the man of God, you better believe this preacher's man about it. That's right. Amen. Because I know, my God, you cannot touch God's anointed and get away with it. And I know, my God, that the power of God is arrested in this house because somebody's tired of where we've been. When you get tired of where we've been, when the church gets tired of the state that it's been in, it'll start doing drastic things. We had church almost 10 o'clock around here last night. That was awesome. We started at around 7:15. Amen. Now, you don't see services like that very much, but that used to be the norm. That's right. When we get mad about it, we say, I'm not getting up with a feel better. I'm getting up with a breakthrough. You know what I was going to preach tonight, Brother Dean? I was going to preach tonight on in need of a breakthrough. Because when you get mad enough, hallelujah, you'll grab a hold of some things. Gideon walks out from just being anointed by God. He said, amen, what? That the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. My God, he stands there and said, I'm going to send you to deliver the children of Israel. My God, the angel does wonders in front of him, confirms it. What's the first thing Gideon does? He gets so mad, he walks down to the groves of idolatry and tears down the groves. My God, Samson gets so tired of people running their mouth. My God, he catches 300 fox. Puts their tails together, lights him on fire. My God, he gets so mad about it, he jerks the gates off the city and tokes them up on the hill. He gets so mad about it. The Bible said that he took the new jawbone of an ass. You know what that means? It ain't an old one, it's a new one. That means he was so mad, he reached in his donkey's mouth and snatched his bottom jaw out and whipped 1,000 men. I wonder what will happen when you get mad about it. I said, I wonder what would happen when you get mad about it. Jesus got tired of people's religion. He got tired of their religiosity. They were buying their sacrifices instead of raising their sacrifices. They were buying their sacrifices so they could say, hey, we're doing what God told us to do. Huh? It wouldn't make a Jesus mad that they were in quarters and giving them 2 dimes and a nickel. They weren't mad that they were taking pesos and giving them dollar bills. That ain't what made him mad. What made him mad was that these people were not bringing something that hurt them. They were buying something that was convenient. Woo! They fell in love with religion, but they were not in love with God. Huh? They fell in love with a standard, but was not in love with God. That's right. And it made Jesus mad. And he walked in and he flipped their tables over and he let their doves out the cage and he whipped them with whip. My God, ain't none of you got that mad yet. My God, he put some whips together, beat them right down out of the house of God. You ever got a beat down by Jesus? Them folks did that day. Amen. You know why? Because he got mad about it. They were in the temple. They said, you cannot heal today. You can't do that work today. The Bible says he looked on them in anger. And he done it anyway. I said he done it anyway. You ever had somebody in the congregation that you knew if you got loud? I don't know if I can handle this another moment. It don't take all that spit and snorting in that microphone. Look at him. He looks like Mr. Kool-Aid trying to preach. I mean, look at him. I've been in services where I knew they were going to be mad. And I done it anyway. Woo! I said, I've been in services where I knew if I lift my hands, I would cause a stir. But I did it anyway. I knew in services that if I run around the church, I'd be the only one that ever run around that church. But I did it anyway. Because you know, whether you like it or not, I've got to obey the Lord. It's not no slander from you. People are so arrogant to believe that we do things just to get them. Out of all this congregation, I'm going to waste my time to preach to one person. That is so arrogant of an individual and prideful for them to believe. But I get so mad about it that I'm not lashing out at them because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. About every service at our home church, I have one sister until up to here recently, used to every service she'd walk out right in the middle of my preaching. And I just bust out laughing. I couldn't help it. It was just something would come over me and I'd just laugh. Amen. You know why? Not because I want to be upset or sarcastic, because there's an anger comes all over me. And I say, devil, I'm not going to stop preaching because you don't like the way I spit. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stop preaching because I'm dripping sweat and I look like an idiot. I'm not going to stop preaching. And a lot of us, my God, amen. You know what happened? Charismatics come out and they started dancing like us and they started shouting like us and they started speaking in tongues like us and they started doing what we did. And so we sat down and said, I'd rather not do it than to be categorized. I said, I'd rather sit down and be quiet. I got them for somebody to say, look at that fanatic up there. I got, listen to me. Amen. We were shouting before they knew what shout was. We were speaking in tongues before they could ever teach somebody how to holla. Amen. We were doing it. Amen. And it was all power. Ray H. Hugh said it like this. He said, the dance the Holy Ghost gives me, it cannot be taught. Amen. Oh, yes. I like my cup. Brother L.D. Moore was preaching a revival, or was in a revival, and he was sitting there, and this woman gets up in the back. Every service she'd dance and dance and dance, and he knew she wasn't right. Everybody knew she wasn't right, and she'd dance and dance and dance. He said, finally, I got enough with it. Amen. I got up and danced beside her. He said, eventually she sat down and I kept on dancing. Hallelujah. I got, because somebody just got mad about it. Amen. Devil, you will not outshout me. Devil, you will not outworship me. I got, hell will not take advantage of us, because tonight, we're getting mad. I said, we're getting mad about it. Come on, stand with me all over that. My God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. My wife's coming back. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking at some things and I'm not getting scared. I'm getting mad. I'm looking at some things and I'm not getting worried. I'm getting mad. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means hurt you. All the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. I've got power over all the power of the enemy. That's not Scott Smith. That's the Word of God. I've got power. He said, you shall take up serpents, and if you drink any deadly thing. Shall take up serpents. Does that mean bring some snakes in the church and dance around with them? No. That means if that snake's in your way, get mad about it. Huh? I said, if that snake's in your way, some of you need to get mad about it. What would you do if it was in the baby bed? Huh? What would you do if it was in the... come on now. What would you do if it was after your children, after your household? And I got, I'll tell you what I'd do. I got, it had to wrestle a man. One of us coming out. Amen. I said, one of us coming out. But the fact of it is, God already told us that we had the victory. And so I know who's coming out on top. I said, I know who's coming out on top. My God, I wish somebody get so mad and charge hell with a water pistol. I wish somebody get so mad and shout it in the mouth of hell. I wish somebody... Somebody get out of where they're at and say, I'm mad about it tonight. I wish you'd get so mad you come out of your pew, put your hands in the air and say, not another night, not another day, I'm coming out. I wish you'd get mad about it right now.
The world didn't give it to me. This victory that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This victory that I have. The world didn't give it to me. No, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I said, this power that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This power that I have. No, the world didn't give it to me. This power that I have. The world didn't give it to me. No, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I said, this Holy Ghost.
Come on, everybody. Come on, brother, sister. Come on.
The world didn't give him to me. This Holy Ghost that I have. The world didn't give him to me. No, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I said, this salvation I have. The world didn't give it to me. This salvation that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This salvation that I have. The world didn't give it to me. I said that the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I said, this victory that I have. The world didn't give it to me, this victory that I have. No, the world didn't give it to me, this victory that I have. No, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. I said this Holy Ghost I have. The world didn't give it to me. This Holy Ghost I have. The world didn't give it to me. This Holy Ghost that I have. The world didn't give him to me. No, the world didn't give him and the world can't take him away. I said this victory that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This victory that I have. No, the world didn't give it to me. This victory that I have. No, the world didn't give it to me. Said the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. I said this Holy Ghost I have. The world didn't give him to me. This Holy Ghost I have. The world didn't give him to me. This Holy Ghost I have. The world didn't give it to me. No, the world didn't give him and the world can't take him away. Hallelujah. This Holy Ghost I have. The world didn't give it to me. No, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. I said this Jesus that I have. The world didn't give him to me. This Jesus that I have. No, the world didn't give him to me. This Jesus that I have. The world didn't give him to me. Said the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, I said this victory that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This victory that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This victory that I have. The world didn't give it to me. No, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Come on, hallelujah. The world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. I said this power that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This power that I have. No, the world didn't give it to me. This power that I have. No, the world didn't give it to me. Said the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. I said this Jesus that I have. The world didn't give him to me. This Jesus that I have. No, the world didn't give him to me. This Jesus that I have. The world didn't give him to me. No, the world didn't give him and the world can't take him away. Take it away. I said this victory that I have. World didn't give it to me. This victory that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This victory that I have. The world didn't give it to me. No, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. The devil's been waiting, just watching for me to fall. But I've come through the valley of the shadow of death and I fear no evil at all. I've got the victory over the enemy. I've got the victory over the enemy. I've got the victory over the enemy. And this world can't do me no harm. Someday God's coming back for his church. We'll have a brand new song. Have a brand new body and we'll sing a brand new song. I've got the victory over the enemy. I've got the victory over the enemy. I said the devil's been waiting, just watching for me to fall. But I've come through the valley of the shadow of death, and I fear no evil at all. I've got the victory over the enemy. I got the victory over the enemy. You can get the victory over the enemy. And this world can't do you no harm. Victory is mine. I've had it in my soul since Jesus made me whole. Oh, victory, victory, the victory is mine. The victory today is mine. I said the victory, victory, victory is mine. I've had it in my soul since Jesus made me whole. Victory, victory, victory is mine. The victory today is mine. My soul was in doubt, so often I had cried, Lord, lead me to the glory line. Now with joy I can shout, for I'm satisfied. The victory today is mine. Oh, victory, victory, victory is mine. I've had it in my soul since Jesus made me whole. Victory, victory, the victory is mine. Oh, victory today is mine. So while time here shall last, I'll labor, watch, and pray. My light for Him each day shall shine. For His love holds me fast. He's with me night and day. The victory today is mine. Oh, the victory, victory, victory is mine. I've had it in my soul since Jesus made me whole. Victory, victory, the victory is mine. Oh, victory today, it is mine. I said victory, victory, victory is mine. I've had it in my soul since Jesus made me whole. Victory, victory, victory is mine. The victory today, it is mine. The victory, sweet victory, victory is mine. I've had it in my soul since Jesus made me whole. Victory, victory, victory is mine. The victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, victory today is mine. I said the joy of the Lord is mine. The joy of the Lord is mine. The joy of the Lord today is mine. I told Satan, oh man, get thee behind. The joy of the Lord today is mine. I said the victory's still mine. The victory's still mine. The victory today is mine. I told Satan, oh man, get thee. victory today is mine. I said deliverance is mine. Deliverance is mine. Deliverance today is mine. I told Satan, oh man, get thee behind. Deliverance today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing today is mine. I told Satan, oh man, get thee behind. Healing today is mine. I said healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing today is mine. I told Satan,